We're getting started today with a potential peace treaty in the South American nation of Colombia. I say potential because voters had the final word yesterday, and we didn't have results yet when we produced this show. But here's what this is all about. For 52 years, a rebel group called the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, also known as FARC, has been fighting against the Colombian government. That government is a presidential republic. FARC is a Marxist group supporting a redistribution of wealth and opposing international influence and businesses in Colombia. It's been largely funded by the illegal drug trade. The U.S. labels FARC a terrorist group. It's used guerrilla tactics, raids, bombings, sabotage, kidnappings in its five-decade war against the government. An estimated 220,000 people have died. But last week, Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos and FARC leader Rodrigo Londoño signed a peace agreement which could end Latin America's longest-running war. As part of the deal, FARC would give up its weapons and convert from a guerrilla group to a left-wing political party. It also said it would pay reparations to victims of the war. The agreement has extensive international support from the U.S. and the U.N. to Central and South American nations, and polls showed it had a good chance of passing with Colombian voters. But critics feel it doesn't go far enough to punish FARC fighters for their crimes.
It is very evident that not everybody in Colombia is in favor of the peace agreement. These people behind me come from different parts of Colombia here to Cartagena to say no to the peace agreement. Their main point is that they are not willing to forgive a terrorist group, as they call the FARC, that has killed people, that has committed any number of atrocities, including kidnappings and assassinations, before they go to jail, before they're tried, and before there's justice. They say that President Juan Manuel Santos is wrong, and so is the international community.